This is KNKX News. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, granting women the right to vote. A Seattle choir is marking that in a concert on March 7th and 8th called Shall Not Be Denied. It features music by all women composers, but you won't hear songs about revolution or voting. KNKX's Rebecca Wade tells us more.
Seattle's Pro Musica Choir starts by welcoming the audience with a Zimbabwe greeting song called Sarita. Not choosing songs that specifically address the fight for the right to vote was a conscious choice made by the choir. The choir's artistic director and conductor Karen Thomas says instead, the compositions highlight the diversity of women as artists.
100 years, it's not just the vote that women got, it's everything else that women now are doing that they didn't do 100 years ago. I mean, in any field, in any endeavor, in the arts, recognizing it as women are composing, and they have been. So this is just a great anniversary and a reason to highlight that and to show the strides that we've made with women being able to do anything and everything.
Thomas received the Mayor's Arts Award in 2018 for her efforts to make Pro Musica, as well as choirs across the U.S., welcoming and safe places for the LGBTQ community, and specifically transgender and non-binary singers. The representation of LGBTQ artists also extends to the choir's repertoire. They're performing a piece by transgender and Latina composer Marie Isabel Valverde. The song is a favorite of Nancy Haver, who sings alto in the choir.
When I think of the amendment and I think of the rights that came with that, it's the opportunity for this woman. Here's this woman who has selected this poem out of her own strength of standing up for exactly who she is.
The fight for women's rights and the right to vote continued long after the 19th Amendment, as seen in the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that put an end to discriminatory voting practices. But the fight still reigns on today, against new barriers such as voter ID laws that disproportionately affect people of color at the polls, and through an ongoing effort to restore voting rights to formerly incarcerated people and people in prison. Although Pro Musica won't be performing any anthems specifically about the right to vote, Thomas says the concert still speaks of the struggle for representation and freedom, heard in one song in particular called Her Beacon Hand Beckons.
Kind of a riff on the poem "The New Colossus" that's on the Statue of Liberty, but it's a change in the text, and it highlights kind of this mixture of feelings about America as a welcoming place for immigrants, like it should be and it is, and yet in our present environment there are so many struggles around that, and I think the piece delivers that message in a really artistic and beautiful way.
For those involved in the choir, music, and especially choral music, is the perfect tool to translate the ideas embodied by the passage of the 19th Amendment, because choral music is able to combine the power of written word with the emotion of melody and song. Rebecca Way, KNKX News.